Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is Friday, the 18th of June, 2010, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Bob Chapman is out of town and will not be joining us today. That gives us more time to cover the news and take your calls. He'll be back with us next week. Dr. John Coleman, former member of British MI6 Secret Intelligence, will be joining us. He's also an author and researcher discussing the architecture of the New World Order and where he sees them going in the next few months and years to come in their stratagem from his research and his years in British intelligence, British foreign intelligence. 007, of course, the fictional character based on OSS spymaster Ian Fleming, is a MI6 officer. So he'll be able to give us a big perspective into so many facets of the New World Order. Part two of an interview we started a few weeks ago. He'll be joining us again live coming up in the last hour today. Where to start? I'm going to cover more than 50 news articles by the bottom of the hour. I'm going to do it. And then we're going to open the phones up for the balance of the broadcast until the last hour when John Coleman joins us. Let me just give you some of the headlines. We'll be detailing more when we come back in the next segment. Daily Presidential Tracking Poll. Daily Presidential Tracking Poll. Rasmussen has Obama at an all-time low of 41%. Now, that is kind of a mainstream mainline poll. Some polls have him in the low 30s, so he's continuing to break his previous records of having the lowest approval rating of any president 6 months into their administration, 1 year into their administration, a year and a half into his administration, showing you that the people see through this manifest fraud. But do they see through the fraud of the entire system and how the Republicans are bought and paid for by the very same interest and are playing the part of the anti-establishment well, just like Obama, Barry Sotaro did to get into power? Yes, they're starting to wake up to that final illusion. $7 a gallon gas, that's what a Harvard study shows. That's what happened in Europe with the carbon tax. That's what's going to happen if Obama is able to implement his carbon tax. Meanwhile, Obama plans to sneak through carbon tax by stealth. That's the PrisonPlanet.com article. And the only way he's doing it by stealth is the mainstream media won't really report what's in the Lieberman-Kerry bill. It is a version of the House bill that passed last year. And it does give a blank check power to the EPA to carry out their carbon taxes. In the middle of this emergency, the answer is tax the American people, but don't worry, the gallant little Nobel Prize winning genius that 50 days ago, Obama, 50 plus days ago, early in the oil spill, dispatched down there, did the gallant little genius fix everything? Remember, Henry Kissinger's a Nobel Prize winner for peace. What a sick joke. How about Israel give Hitler an award? It's about the same thing. Or let's give an anti-communist award to Joe Stalin posthumously. I mean, it's that stupid. Remember, Al Gore, Mr. Fraud, was given one. I mean, it's a disgrace to be given a Nobel Prize. But don't worry, all the Nobel Prize winners and all Barry Sotaro's men couldn't put their global warming stinking fraud back together again. Look, it's all coming up. Stay with us. Jam-packed, key transmission. We're winning and losing on every front.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar.
A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, Liberty Films.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, a former member, high-level member of MI6, who really trailblazed right up there with Jim Tucker and others, documenting the true power structure of the New World Order system, the Anglo-American Committee of 300, that goes back to the black nobility of Italy and the city-states that have really developed the modern imperial system that we live under. He will be joining us coming up in the last hour today. When I open the phones up at the bottom of the hour, you're welcome to call in about any issue you want. The fact that the UN has already passed sanctions and is set to pass more draconian sanctions to begin boarding all naval vessels bound for Iran or leaving Iran, and not allowing refined gasoline to come in, not allowing metal to come in, not allowing a list of literally thousands of things to come into Iran, which is an act of war under national law, international law. Congressman Ron Paul, of course, has pointed that out in several House floor speeches that we've posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we've also played here on air. This is serious. Israel is openly saying they may nuke preemptively Iran at any time. Israel is also saying that they want the U.S. to support them in a bombardment. And the word from Bilderberg Group is that they are now green lighting an attack on Iran. That is, Bilderberg has given the nod, the majority of them, And so that is moving into play right now. And other analysts we have on, like Ray McGovern, top CIA analyst to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., agree it's becoming more and more green-lighted. Webster Tarpley, Dr. Tarpley agrees. Just every expert we talk to, and, of course, my own historical breakdown and analysis, can clearly see that war with Iran has moved from the back burner to the front burner big time. Big time. And now you have this provocation. While we're busy looking at the Gulf oil spill, which is very important, but compared to an attack on the nation of Iran, almost 70 million people with high-tech weapon systems that haven't been under a decade plus of crippling sanctions, an attack on Iran will lead, bare minimum, to a major regional escalation and conflict in massive casualties by Shiite-backed forces attacking U.S. forces inside Iraq, U.S. ships being attacked in the Gulf, black ops squads being activated in the West to carry out real terror attacks. This is not going to be pretty. Russia and China saying they may weigh in. China even more so on record than Russia, weigh in with some type of counterattack or sanctions on the United States. The Iranians have said they will sink ships in the Strait of Hormuz. They will block it. It would take weeks to remove them if the engineer ships that the U.S. will send in and NATO will send in and Israel will try to send in, even if you didn't have Iranian special forces from the cliffs above firing missiles, firing artillery, at them, it would take bare minimum weeks to dredge out and remove sunken barges and ships. Now, when they're being attacked, you can forget it being removed. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what's going to happen to oil prices if they block the Strait of Hormuz? Well, the conservative analysts say $6 to $7 a gallon gas in the United States, an equivalent of 12 to 14 euros a gallon, as they do it in liters, over in the European Union and Britannia. So, Albion, UK, whatever you want to call it. The point is that this is not good, but it's good for the globalists who've stolen tens of trillions and are setting up a police state and are openly establishing a new bank of the world that we will all pay our carbon taxes to. The only way they're going to get all this rammed through is a war. That's what the Rand Corporation called for almost 3 years ago. Go read Paul Watson's articles about it. It's all over the foreign European and Chinese and Russian news, not in the news here in the United States. Game on, ladies and gentlemen, for an attack. So what else? What else is going on that is a distraction? What is the oil spill really serving for? Well, it's serving as a crisis to get the government takeover of our existing energy systems. The globalists have already shut off our industry. They've already raised our taxes. They've already bankrupt the states. All part of the stated Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, private Federal Reserve plan. We're going into indentured servitude. We're going into economic bondage. They've already destroyed us economically with NAFTA and GATT and globalism. And so now they've already seized the automakers. They've already are moving in with federal zoning, federal land grabs, federal takeover of communications. And the Internet is all over the news being announced as if it's no big deal. So all of this is happening. You've got Obama set and telling the U.S. ambassador to accept the U.N. ratification, and he's saying he'll implement it through the bureaucracy, through the Justice Department. Even the Senate won't ratify it officially for a total small arms ban worldwide, including the U.S. That is openly going on. We have the Blagojevich trial with a gag order. They're moving for a gag order to block him because he came out 2 days ago and said, look, these payoffs lead back to Obama and Rahm Emanuel and Axelrod. I'm being set up. This is standard operating procedure in Chicago. And we know Obama gets his houses paid for. Rahm Emanuel gets them paid for by Goldman Sachs, BP, on record. Nobody gets in trouble. So this oil thing's a distraction from that. It's a distraction from the economic meltdown, the joblessness. It's a distraction from Obama's falling approval ratings. It's a distraction for all the other legislation happening, or how the big banks have gotten legislation through to actually shut down their competition. Now they're gobbling up banks everywhere, or how the U.S. is on the verge of losing its credit rating. So I've got Steve Watson and Paul Watson in consultation with myself, writing a big article coming out in the next hour and a half at prisonplanet.com. And the headline, it hasn't been written yet, but it'll be something like the 10 big things the BP oil spill is distracting the people from, or the 10 things the BP oil spill is being used to distract the public from. Remember how right after 9/11, all sorts of tyrannical things got put in place while we weren't watching? Well, I was watching. Many of you were watching, but the general public wasn't. This is a big deal. Now, separately, I want to take your calls, not just on the 10 or 15 or 20. What do you see this serving as a distraction from? The fact that they're on the verge of passing legislation that expands on the Enemy Combatant Act that already allows them to grab U.S. citizens and say, take them away secretly into a torture dungeon. They've actually got legislation that's passed the House and the Senate to allow open torture of citizens, open secret arrests, and only an act of Congress can find out even where you are. I mean, this is bona fide hardcore tyranny. But not only are there all these distractions, I mean, I say 10, there's a lot more than 10. Their whole agenda is being crammed, rammed down right now. Oh, yeah, the Gulf oil spill's bad, but what about trillions in taxes they want you to pay? What about all the new taxes the feds are levying? What about the fact that health care was political suicide for the elite? But they don't care because they know they've got a war they're brewing and oil spill distractions. What about the fact that the TARP was really a swindle to all of the criminal insiders that put Barry Sataro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, into power? Everything is moving right now. They're going for broke. Ahead of this election coming up, they know in every election incumbents, whether they're Republican or Democrat, in all the off-year elections we've had this year and last year, every incumbent's been thrown out. This is a total political realignment, and the system knows it. So, yes, the oil spill is dangerous. The oil spill is serious. It's economically destructive, and it's more destructive. You know, there's a big ABC News headline last night, and it's all over the news, that the Coast Guard pulled up to private fishermen in their own boats scooping up the oil under the direction of the local counties and taking it to oil tanks. And the government pulled up, the Coast Guard pulled up and said, you've got to have special permits for your, you've got to be Coast Guard registered to be out here. Doesn't matter if you've got life preservers. It doesn't matter. We've got to have the history of these ships. They've got to be certified by us. This is big city machine union politics, union tyranny, mafia tyranny. You know, the feds are the big union bosses for the big banks. You don't wipe your nose. You don't wipe your hind end. You don't sneeze. You don't plant a tree. You don't build a barn. You don't have a school. You don't have a gas station. You don't have a store without jumping through 100 hoops. We're here to shut things down, and everything goes through us. We're here to shake your grocery store down. Anything you see the mafia doing in the last 100 years, that's government. It is a mafia government. I was reading this morning, I mean, I already knew it, but George Soros owns a large portion of the big state-run, because it's got all these private kingpins that are part of it, but it's state-run, in Brazil. Brazil's drilling all over the Gulf. They had a big spill 3 years ago off the coast of Mexico, much bigger than what you see now. Not in the news. See, George Soros, who controls the Obama White House, whose minions were the head of the transition team, this is in all over the news today. Thank God it's actually being pointed out. They control America. So, see, if they can shut off America drilling, well, then Al Gore, who owns Occidental Petroleum, based in South America, he's able to drill. George Soros, owning big oil companies, he's able to drill. You understand that the Dutch are able to drill. It's only America that can't have those jobs. Well, it's the same thing. It's about the religion of worshiping government and licking boots. And before you can do anything, you've got to have a home inspection or a CPS inspection. So the Coast Guard pulls up and says, look, you're not going to clean any stinking oil up. We got orders from Obama. We got a carbon tax to pass. We got some taxes for you. They're going to be paid to BP that owns one of the big carbon trading companies.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage.
Fact.
Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans.
Fact.
Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver.
Fact.
1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease.
Fact.
Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide.
Don't wait to protect your liver.
Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kranchnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kranchnabel, at 800-686-2237 at extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
So, we're going to be taking your phone calls throughout the broadcast on this Open Line Friday, but I would ask listeners, you can go into whatever topic you want, but first give me your take on, what is this oil spill distracting us from? I mean, the media is hyping it. They've ignored all these other oil spills, many of which have been bigger than this one. Yes, if you go and look at the biggest oil spills in history, this is only in the top five now. It's got a long way to go. It is horrible. But there's another level of deception. It is true that for more than 50 days, I have seen local news articles with BP thugs, the Coast Guard, the local police under their orders, completely outside their jurisdiction, I mean, the feds can't come on the beaches over a three-state area and say you can't be here. And private security guards can't do it. And say no videotaping. And I'm getting calls. I'm getting hundreds of emails. I'm hearing it all over talk radio that in Louisiana, in Mississippi, in areas of Florida, that people walk outside even 5 miles from the beach and all they smell is kerosene, oil slick smell, that people are getting sick. And so I would like to hear your eyewitness testimony specifically. Have you been told by the military and police and BP goons to get off the beach? Are you getting sick? Are people you know getting sick? Toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. And I will intersperse news throughout the broadcast today. 1-800-259-9231. Because, yes, this is a tragedy and a disaster, just like 9/11 was. But separately, we have to look at what's happening while we're diverted. While we're watching the magician's lovely assistant, you know, who's wearing a bikini, he's doing the sleight of hand and getting his next trick ready. So daily presidential tracking poll, Rasmussen, he's now down to 41%. Under the carbon tax, Harvard study says $7 a gallon gas. Oh, yeah, Carrie Lieberman's new bill is unbelievable, folks. Obama plans to sneak through carbon tax by stealth. Carrie Lieberman not worried cap-and-trade bill will hurt Democrats. This out of Cyber News Service, and they gave a press conference yesterday. Hayward, the CEO of BP, estimates, get ready for this, that the reservoir that they've tapped has 2 billion gallons of oil in it. That could be conservative, by the way, or it could be less. But normally a gusher this size, they're saying 2 billion gallons. 2 billion gallons that could be drained into the Gulf of Mexico to then be sucked out into the Atlantic. Amazing. Continuing, BP oil spill against Governor Jindal's wishes. Well, I mean, the feds claim they control the seashores. Well, yeah, international commerce coming in, that is a federal prerogative. But what business does the Coast Guard have following Barry Sitaro, the Indonesian citizen's orders, to block people just a few hundred yards offshore or even in estuaries? They're coming into estuaries. This is not new news. This is just happening again. This Coast Guard is besmirching its history, its record, everything. This is disgusting. Those men should not follow those orders. This is treason, just like Germans shouldn't have followed Hitler's orders. If something's an unlawful or immoral order, it's illegal. Do you understand that? At one time, that was taught to the military. BP oil spill, but that was before the dark time, before the end of the Republic. BP oil spill against Governor Jindal's wishes, crude-sucking barges stopped by Coast Guard. And it happens over and over again. There have been state vessels out there under state command trying just to 50 yards offshore, right there where the rivers come in, trying to protect those estuaries where a lot of the fishing gets done. And they came in day one and said, oh, we want you to count the booms now. And oh, now the White House says, you know, don't worry, though, Obama's dispatching some more Harvard lawyers. Oh, and a Nobel Prize winner's been down there for 50-plus days. A Nobel Prize winner. What does that mean, that they're a communist who hates America? I mean, literally, a Nobel Prize is like being caught involved in child molestation now. Having a Nobel Prize, giving it to all these globalists, all these anti-American New World Order people, Henry Kissinger, Al Gore, it's like getting syphilis or something. It's like, oh, my gosh, someone with syphilis is down at the Gulf. Oh, yay. Someone with syphilis is being dispatched to the Gulf. Hey, did you hear they're sending a child molester to the Gulf? Wow, man, great. All our problems are solved. I'm sorry. I'm going to blitzkrieg through some more news headlines when we come back and then go to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. But it's all about how the government, don't worry, we've got some more Harvard scam artists. We've got some more Princeton people. You know, they're the smart guys that set up the derivatives and are scamming everyone. Don't worry. They're like gods up on Mount Olympus. They've been sent down there. Everything's going to be solved right away. Huh?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right. Hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclog.com. The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got wise. You're the devil in disguise, oh yes you are, devil in disguise.
This New World Order isn't in disguise. They're right out in the open. I got an email this morning. We had a petroleum engineer call in and say that, and many other people have pointed this out, that the webcam of the supposed Gulf oil leak, that it looks like the oil is slowly coming out. It's not really blasting out of that bloody hole in the Gulf that's causing so much death and destruction and economic turmoil and pain, decimation of people's lives and livelihoods. And absolutely, it looks like it's slowly moving. It looks like maybe a few hundred gallons are coming out every minute. And engineers who have looked at it think have said that they think it looks pretty suspicious. But he asked me, he said in an email, "Dear Alex, yesterday I was on your radio program and we talked about the oil pressure that is not present in the oil well that is shown on British Petroleum's website. It appears that you cut me out of the program. Did you censor it? I would sure like you to explain why the repeat programs do not have me on it. And I am referring to the part of the program that Lindsay Williams was on. And that's from Dave. We won't give his last name. Dave, we only have 4 hours programmed in with radio ads and that are on the satellite that AM and FM stations can pick up. Okay? When I go into overdrive, it is internet only. And so when you're listening to the Infowars.com audio streams that are live from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern, you are listening to what's sent out on the satellite. And Ted Anderson at Genesis Communications has a StarGuide satellite leased. He has one for the rest of his network, and then he has one just for this broadcast because so many stations want it, and some stations can tape it and then re-air it, but sometimes they're taping another program while they're taping this program, and it causes a problem. So Ted, about 2 years ago, due to station request, he puts my show up 24 hours a day on StarGuide for stations to grab it at their leisure. We have our own channel, okay? And so the internet feed you hear is the feed that we're sending to that satellite, okay? So that's why when the show ends every day, you hear 4 hours of it concurrently played back-to-back until I'm live 20 hours later, okay? And so when I do overdrive, normally about once a month, I've been doing it a lot more lately because so much is happening. I did over an hour of overdrive last week. I did 50-plus minutes of overdrive yesterday. You will not hear that when the show starts replaying, when we end the overdrive. You will hear the concurrent 4 hours because that's already still playing in the background for stations that want it. That's what's going out over the satellite. So it's not a conspiracy. Overdrive is only heard by the internet Infowars.com stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It is then archived to the podcast. We got another complaint this morning saying, my podcast is usually this size. Today it's bigger. Why are you doing this? Well, because it was 50-something minutes longer. It's larger. And I'm burning time on something that really doesn't matter. And not with Dave. I'm sure he's a smart guy, but this will now be a new conspiracy. In fact, I've already seen the conspiracy that Overdrive is censored or that Overdrive is secret and that people will take things from Overdrive broadcast and say this was secretly behind the scenes with George Humphrey or Tex Mars or someone, or this is secret behind the scenes with Ron Paul. No, it's not secret. Stations and the satellites are not programmed to be able, it's all automated, to be able to pick it up. You notice there's no ads during overdrive. Maybe I'll just stop overdrive. It's too confusing for people. And, okay, I admit it, I'm evil. I censored it all. All right, no, I'm being sarcastic. Folks, it's all up on the podcast. You can go to Infowars.com. Up at the top, it says Home, Alex Jones Radio Show, News, Sections, Multimedia, Prison Planet Forum, Shop. Admin, it's got a bunch of links there. Now, if you click on Alex Jones Radio Show, it'll take you to a page with the free podcast downloads, with the free iPhone app. It's free. You can listen to the podcast that way or the live show or the streams, access it all there, or access a web-friendly, phone-friendly interface for your iPhone. We have a link up there to a Android free app. Or at least somebody sent us a free one we just found on the web. I don't know if that's up there. Let's double check that. I forgot that from 2 weeks ago. It's all up there on the Alex Jones Radio Show tab. Now, again, people don't really tune in to hear a 5-minute rant about this. It's just everything is not a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. Everything is not a conspiracy, okay? But if you go to the Alex Jones Radio Show there, you can subscribe to the free podcast to your computer, your MP3, your iPad, your iPhone, to whatever MP3 player you've got, however you want, listen to it how you want, when you want. You can save it, you can archive it, you can share it. It's all up there in 32-bit. That's all we can give you for free. It's not the best audio, but it's decent. We got a 64 for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Just serving out 250,000 people a day on the free podcast costs me now about $7,000 a month, and that's with cheap bandwidth. Because we're serving it out to millions and millions and millions and millions. I don't know, what's roughly, we do shows 6 days a week, so let's say 25 shows a month, served out to 250,000 people conservatively. You know, it's costing me a lot of money to give that out free, so it's 32-bit. I can't pay $12,000, $14,000 for the free podcast to serve it out in a higher audio quality. But for PrisonPlanet.tv members, because you do financially support us, you get a 62-bit commercial free. You get the video archive, and you get the video archive overdrive. You get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book. They're both out of print. Paul Watson, starting next week, is going to be doing twice a week special weekly reports just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are video. I'm going to get Kurt Nemo to start doing his own reports every week. Steve Watson's going to start. We're sending him cameras this week and the setups and the code to get in. I'm going to get Burmese on there doing a weekly report. I haven't called him yet to tell him to, I want him to do that, but I know he wants to do some more work with us. He was homesick, though, when went back to New York. He always does that. He made another film with us 2 years ago. Invisible Empire was his latest. He made Fabled Enemies and went back. He was here for 6 months making that. Invisible Empire took a year and a half. But the point is that we're trying to give you more. And, yes, I'm going to start very soon a TV show at least once a week just for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that we're going to then develop for mainline television. That's going to be more highly produced than the radio show with guests and other things just for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. It's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, and your membership makes so much what we do here possible. Plus, you get everything in higher quality, the films, you name it. You can also share your passcode with six people. Six people can be logged in simultaneously with the same username passcode. Now, tell them not to share it with anybody else. I wish I'd give it to everybody free, but I can't afford it. I got over a $400,000 a year IT bill. Believe me, I wish we had some rich benefactor that said, you know, here's $2 million to run your operation a year. That's what it cost, or more. Then I would literally, why we could be commercial free for you, but just have the network commercials because that's how radio's formatted. But that's not the way the cookie crumbles. All right, I'm going to blitz through news. I get so wound up, I start ranting off into rabbit trails. I am 100% committed to at least read these headlines, and I'm going to your calls, okay? I'm 100% committed to read these headlines. Look at this. Greenspan says U.S. may soon reach borrowing limit. Bloomberg will be bankrupt like Nigeria and Argentina. That mission complete. They've almost bankrupted us completely to them. And, of course, they get the whole world out of fiat, Ponzi scheme, Ken Lay fraud. Remember, it was Ken Lay who came up with BP 15 years ago in 1995 on record. This is Wall Street Journal, AP. It was BP and Goldman Sachs, but under the leadership of Ken Lay and Enron with Albert Gore. Albert Gore, meetings with him over and over again, and Hare Clinton, who are giving you the carbon tax. You will pay money to BP, to Al Gore, to Goldman Sachs, who, of course, owns BP. That now has come out. It's always Goldman Sachs, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter what third world country it is. It doesn't matter. You'll see some African country where they just had an election stolen, and you'll look it up. It's the former head of the World Bank as the new African president of the country. It just never ends. Goldman Sachs, BP, Al Gore, the UN, oil for food scams. It's always the same group of criminal bank robbing, money laundering, narcotics trafficking trash. All these groups have been caught tied to narcotics trafficking and big banks that launder narcotics money. They run the international snuff film operations, the big megacorps do. They run the snuff films. They run the child kidnapping. They run the slave labor operations. That's in Senate hearings, congressional hearings. They run everything, and they're going to take your farm and your ranch, and they're going to take your property, and they've turned the public schools into prisons, and they're turning your kids against you right now, and the sky's the limit, and they got all the psych warfare chiefs, and of course they blew that oil well, and of course they're blocking the recovery, emergency mitigation programs, and of course they're blocking people from sucking up the oil, and they're not going to stop because the sky's the limit. As Thomas Jefferson said, the limit of tyranny you will live under is the exact level you put up with. But before I go any further, we do look, I've got to have a money bomb in the next few months to finish the studio. I've got to go shoot a tour of the studio and show you what we built. City held us up 6 months just getting permits, but all that happened. And a lot of other things went on, but we got it done. Now we're trying to buy the equipment, build the studio, decide the set, the green screen room, all of it. But if you want to financially support us, plus get materials that will wake people up, people are ready to be awakened, the books, the videos, the DVDs, the films, the materials, Infowars.com, the online video bookstore shopping carts. We got two different shopping carts to choose from. You can go check out the same specials and combos on both sites, Infowars.com, or you can call toll free to get books and videos like Fall of the Republic, the Presidency of Barack H. Obama, Fall of the Republic documents how an offshore corporate cartel is bankrupting the United States economy by design. Leaders are now declaring that the world government has arrived and the dollar will be replaced with a new global currency. President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the United Nations Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. A scientific dictatorship is in the final stages of completion. And laws protecting basic human rights are being abolished worldwide. An iron curtain of high-tech tyranny is now descending over the planet. And it goes on from there. Such an essential film. Invisible Empire, New World Defined, our newest film. Such an essential film for everyone to see. A New World Order on trial. Worldwide tyranny isn't coming. It's here. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They want you dead. For the New World Order, a world government's just the beginning. Camp FEMA. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, a way to take the states back. A positive, solution-filled film to take back our counties with the county sheriff. Are we men or are we mice? Do we have the spirit of liberty and victory in our hearts and in our minds and then burning in our eyes? It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to you. Get the films, make copies of my films, give them out to everyone you know, air them on Access TV, hand them out to people at work, give them to people at church, whatever. Will you save the world by yourself? No, but the spirit of liberty, the spirit of resistance is victory. In that spirit, that commitment that we will win, we will defeat the globalists, we will never stop, we will bring down the new world order. We don't have a choice. All right, let me start at the beginning again, just headlines. Daily presidential tracking poll, Obama falls to his lowest yet, 41 points. $7 a gallon gas, President Obama's solution for the Gulf oil spill, $7 a gallon gas. That's Harvard University study estimates the price per gallon of the president's global warming agenda, cap and trade. Continuing, Obama plans to sneak through carbon tax by stealth. Kerry Lieberman not worried cap and trade bill will hurt Democrats. Yeah, because the voting machines are in place. Hayward estimates size of Gulf oil spill at oil field at 2 billion gallons. That's how much oil they think is down in that hole, down in that reservoir that's been tapped now. BP oil spill against Governor Jindal's wishes. Crude oil barges stopped by Coast Guard. You've got to follow federal regulations. They've got to get approval for everything. You don't do anything in America without the mafia Fed telling you you're allowed to. You understand, states? Sit down and shut up. They've got all these TV programs and the Southern Poverty Law Center saying that, oh, if you're against the federal takeover, you're a terrorist racist. Yeah, we know who the terrorists are, buddy. Who died and made BP the king of the Gulf of Mexico? That's a question myself and many others want to know. Here's another one. BP tells cleanup workers they'll be fired if they wear respirators. You can't even wear a basic cotton surgical mask because that's not good for PR. Because then the cover-up that all these toxic fumes are hitting the Gulf will come out. Then there'll be all those liability claims, just like all the police and firemen and medical workers and emergency crew people and construction people, demolition crews, that breathed all that asbestos and concrete and mercury and other things. And then they went into all the major university medical centers and their lungs were just filled with plaques of deadly chemicals. And over 5,000 have now died. Just a year and a half ago, it was 3,000. And all the police dogs died within 4 years from cancer of their nasal passages and of their sinus. And what the government say? There's nothing wrong. There's no toxic waste. Go home and die. You're not getting any treatment. We're the government. You're scum. little gift by the U.S. government, by Harry Truman, to the Russians. Oh, you want 21,000 U.S. troops found in German camps? U.S. prisoners of war? You want 21,000 to interrogate for your slave camps? Stalin, we love you. Have a French kiss. You want our troops for slaves? We hate them as much as you do. We'll show you how evil we are to freak you out, Stalin. We just dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to show everybody how tough we are, even though the Japanese had unconditionally already surrendered by radio. Have our troops kill them. We're the government in 1945, pure evil. And now, 60-plus years later, how evil do you think they are? But you're naive, America. You'll never wake up to it. That's your blind spot. There's no way you can stop us. BP tells cleanup workers they'll be fired if they wear respirators, and they'll be called conspiracy theorists and un-American scum by the news. Remember the New York Post? And Fox calling the police just a few months ago, conspiracy theorist, ambulance chasing trash. Oh, Fox tells you how much they love cops all day and pats you on the head. But when you actually need help, I'm afraid you're worse than toilet paper. BP tells cleanup workers they'll be fired. You don't get any stinking respirators. I'll continue to hit headlines and then your calls, I promise. When we start the next hour, directly your calls. But I've got to cover this news. You have a total group of criminals running everything who compete with each other on how evil they can be, and you've been naive. Wake up before it's too late.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. You know, I know I'm ranting because we're watching the entire world government takeover plan take place. I mean, it's incredible. Bankrupt by design. My children have no future. I have no future. You have no future. I mean, these people really are as evil as I'm saying. They're so evil. They're so corrupt. They're so down and dirty and nasty and treacherous that I don't even have words. But you know what Stalin did. You know what Hitler and Mao and Pol Pot and Fidel Castro did. I mean, this is what normally happens. And these guys write all these textbooks about how other elites have failed to kill everyone and cement their total global domination because they weren't ruthless enough and didn't exterminate all their enemies. They weren't scientific about their tyranny. But we're going to do it. We're going to put fluoride in their water and dumb them down and sterilize them. This is from the 20s. I've literally got hundreds of textbooks and documents. I'm waiting in it for the new film I'm making. It's so shocking. The more I research, we'll just sit around the table doing research. I was up here at 9 o'clock at night with Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson last night. We were just speechless. It becomes a point you can't even talk about it anymore. You just want to warn everybody. And the public's too busy whining and crying about the World Cup. And, oh, isn't it great? The United States just won. But the referees stole one of their goals from them. Oh, we're outraged. This is so sickening. Hey, folks. That doesn't matter a hill of beans. But again, if I yelled and screamed about the U.S. having one of their goals stolen in South Africa, it would be, that's a good American right there, boy. He's mad about them damn people stealing one of our goals. But I get up here and start yelling and screaming about total criminals taking over everything, and it's like, shut up! All right, I'm going to settle down. BP tells cleanup workers they'll be fired if they wear respirators. And this is just all over the mainstream media, Washington Post, Huffington Post, Wired, Yahoo. Those are the sources of that article at prisonplanet.com. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up anymore. It's just, you can't even imagine. Whatever I found, whatever you can imagine they're doing, if you go randomly search engine it, like it was about a month ago, and I said, I'll guarantee you they're mixing it with jet fuel, because I've seen other patents about mixing aerosolized chemicals in with jet fuel at the source, so it's compartmentalized for weather modification. I'll bet there's a Pentagon patent and program, because that'd be the group they'd pick to carry it out. I already knew they had done some studies 20 years ago or more about adding it to jet fuel to manipulate weather. And Aaron comes running in and goes, oh, my God, it's Army.mil. It's State Department. It's all here. They admit they're doing it. Here it is. I mean, this is what we're putting in my new chemtrail film. You notice I'm not hiding that. I know other people are making chemtrail films. Good, stick it in your chemtrail film. All I want to do is get the word out, folks. I mean, anything I can imagine that's based on understanding this enemy, I can then go search it, and there it is. Any evil you can imagine, they've already done it. What does the Bible say? They would run around continually inventing new evil? Inventing sins. Inventing blasphemies. Blasphemies against the creation. Blasphemies against the beauty of the world. Blasphemy. I mean, I look at my children, innocent, loving, good, full of life. And I think about how innocent and decent and wholesome they are. And I think about how ravenous and corrupt this world is and how they're selling corruption to us, because they know once you're corrupt and once you're not virtuous that your mind becomes shuttered to other realities and your heart becomes hardened and you become spiritually blinded. It's one thing to read that in the Bible. It's another thing to physically experience it and to see how those that have chosen evil make jokes about everything. They giggle about evil. They giggle about corruption. They giggle when you warn them. They giggle when you have heart. They giggle when you have fight. They giggle at everything strong, everything good, everything real. Well, don't worry, all you giggling, unhappy, soft scum. You want to be enslaved and smashed into guts? You will be by your owners.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.